Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
Four o'clock hour. Mike Missanelli's show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Check them out online at landisbc.com. We didn't mention Flyers today, but they lost to the Caps, and playoff hopes are now completely dashed. And Jake Voracek saying that the team down the stretch choked, which I thought was a little heavy-handed. You think?
Yeah.
I mean, the Flyers just aren't good enough. They didn't choke. They are what they are. They're not in the same level as Washington and teams that are
and the Islanders.
In the playoffs and the Islanders. And, you know, they're just not there yet. I'd be a little upset at that.
Well, as long as he includes himself, I can live with it. He said we. He didn't say they. But, no, it's an incorrect statement. They're not as talented as these other teams.
They're just not there yet. I mean,
I didn't
choke. He gave it the old college try.
Flyers fans can't say they didn't get their money's worth the second half. They did not get their money worth the first half.
We'll see what happens next year now with them. We're paying attention.
Who's going to be the coach?
They didn't choke.
No. They got it to 2-2. They lost 4-2, but that was because the other team was better, not because they didn't try.
No choke.
So you got to stop.
That's the way I say it.
You can't do that.
What?
It makes Ty giggle when you do your Jim Jackson impersonation.
I don't know why.
It makes him giggle.
I can't stop, too. I tried. It's the funniest thing in the world, but it shouldn't be, but I can't not laugh at it.
Do it again. Do it again.
Don't do it again.
Do it again.
No choke.
He giggles.
Yeah. That's
why
good.
Do you do that? It makes me laugh every time. I don't know why.
Go to John in Pensauken. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike. What's up, buddy?
What's up, John?
These cars today are driving me nuts, man.
They are, man. The Sixers thing, they are all fret-worthy.
They're out of their minds, man. They lost one game. The sky ain't falling in.
Exactly. But they also lost to Chicago. People are still bringing up that Chicago game.
It's crazy. I mean, if they lose tonight, I mean, I didn't love the loss. Don't get me wrong, but it's one game.
They lose tonight. I'll be hard on them tomorrow if they lose tonight. There's no way they should lose back-to-back to Atlanta and Orlando.
Absolutely, Mike. I mean, I wasn't even going to call in. I was just listening to the show. I'm like, Jesus, calm down. Really, it's one game.
Yeah, people like to fret here, but they create a narrative that's not exactly accurate.
Well, negative Philly fans, right?
Well, it is, but but it only comes from love because people are people are invested in what the Sixers can do. So when something comes along that derails that progress towards that elusive Eastern Championship, they get a little worried and frantic. I understand it, but you got to kind of like talk yourself off that limb.
Yeah, but they're all looking for something negative to talk about, and it's one. I mean, they should have lost to the Hawks. Let's face it. I mean, they're a bad team, but I mean, it's a bad loss.
Trae Young made a great shot to beat him. Right, he made a great shot. Jimmy Butler trailed him. Maybe Jimmy Butler should have played him tougher, but he's worried about fouling a kid. Go to the line, so you know. I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't great defense. Anyway, Mike, can I make a Phillies prediction?
Certainly. What do you got?
I got Aaron Nola winning 20 this year and winning the NL Cy Young. What do you think?
Aaron Nola win 20? Why not? 20 games are hard to win in this day and age when they don't allow guys to go long and then bullpens blow stuff and you lose the decision.
Prediction.
Yeah, it is a bold prediction. I hope you're right. All right, man. You got it. Aaron Nola, Cy Young, 20 wins. Like it?
The 20 wins, no.
21's tough.
But you know what? They're going to hit a lot. So maybe some of these games where he doesn't pitch as well, they win anyway because they score more. There are some people who think that maybe him being so consistent last year isn't he can't duplicate it. And he didn't have a bad month.
Yeah.
Even the best pitchers have a bad.
Right.
He didn't have any bad stretches.
Mm-hmm.
You would think he would have one finally this year. So Cy Young might be a little tough for that reason.
All right. Now, quickly, back to the NCAA tournament. Well, I brought this up earlier, and I wanted to get some opinions on this. This notion of the higher-seeded teams advancing, I like. And I was conflicted yesterday because I found myself rooting for Central Florida and that whole Johnny Dawkins story and all that, beating Coach K and Aubrey Dawkins' kid going off. And then I started to think, I kind of want Duke to stay in the tournament because they're Duke and they've got all these dynamic players and it's better entertainment. So, like, what side do you fall on? Like, all the ones and twos are advancing, which is, to me, the way it should be. I don't want to see, like, this flimsy team get in here and upset a number one or number two seed in one game, and then they lose the next game because they have no chance to win a national championship. So I was really conflicted yesterday. And I was so conflicted that I ignored two horrendous calls in the end.
Which two?
Well, the one was Barrett pushed off.
Yes.
On the foul line.
Yes.
And he got the offensive rebound to score it. Right?
Yeah.
And what else? There was another call I thought was...
Was it an offensive foul on Zion on one of the... There was one where he kind of pulled his way in.
Zion's drive was an offensive foul.
Yeah.
At first, he leveled the kid on his way to the basket.
Right, then Taco fouled him after that.
And Taco Fall, at that point, has got to think, all right, I want to blast him here. So I'm up three. I'm going to foul out, but I'll just send him to the line. I can't risk an N1. And he did the exact worst thing he could have done, was foul him, and he got the N1.
That was the weird part for me. I was rooting for me, and I hate upsets. I'm rooting for UCF.
Mm-hmm.
Up until the N1. He makes it. I'm like, all right, now Duke, let's go ahead. Then when Barrett gets the rebound and puts it right back in, I'm going, there you go. The two best players shining on. That's what I like. But then a part of me, when they got so close at the end for the two, I was kind of hope. It was very weird for me. It was a roller coaster because I was off of. Then I was like, that's right, Duke. Better players are going to win. Then the two shots at the end, I thought, oh, well, they got to go in. Shots,
yeah, but they got to go in. Then there was the one where Dawkins missed the alley-oop dunk, which I knew was going to come back to haunt him because that would have put them up six, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And that alley-oop, and he missed the dunk.
Yeah, I don't love the pass, the going for the alley-oop there, personally. So, but
it was there, and he should have converted it.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Kev?
I wasn't going to call in today, but, I'm just tired of hearing people talk about this game that the Sixers lost, and it's not like they dropped down to the eighth seed. People need to relax. It's just one game. The kid Trey, he made a great shot, man. You know, shooting that floater. He knew he had to get that ball high up in the air to get it over Embiid. It was a great shot.
Yeah, but you know, people argue, well, they shouldn't have been that close to lose a game like that, and they're probably right about that. The Sixers probably should have won that game where it didn't necessitate a last second shot by the other team.
I was thinking that we can steal this game. That's what I was thinking. We can steal this game, but the kid made a great shot. But I'm not panicking about it. You know, I'm not panicking. You know.
What's there to panic about? They're in the third seed. They're going to play the fifth seed. I'm hearing people say, "Well, look at that first round." There is no way in hell that the fifth seed or the sixth seed is going to beat the Sixers in a seven-game series. There are ever people out there that seriously think that that the sixth seed, whoever this is going to win four games against the Sixers?
Nah, man, nah.
So don't even worry about that. What are you worrying about? You worry about the Toronto series.
Right. Okay, Mike.
All right, thanks, man. You got it. You think a guy like D'Angelo Russell can go off like Trae Young went off on? What, for one game? The Nets. They're going to beat them four games?
They will win.
I'll move out of town if that happens.
Look, the Sixers will win that series in five. They will get one. The Nets will get one. Probably game three.
Or the Pistons. One of them.
They get one. They would get one as well.
I don't even know if they get one.
No, Blake would have a big one.
Really?
He'd probably go for 50-plus on that one, and then that would be the only one.
All right, John in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, John?
Yeah, nothing. Just like probably every other car, talking about the Sixers Atlanta game.
Mm-hmm.
That AT&T commercial. I totally forgot that commercial until you brought it up. I had to Google it. And you know what? That lasted as long in my head as the Sixers game did. It didn't. You know?
But it's like Greg Gumbel introduces it like it's part of the broadcast.
Yeah.
Well, now we have to hear from our friend Phil. And I'm going, what the hell is this? Seriously. Come on. They hooked Greg Gumbel into being part of this?
It reminded me a little of Fox, NFL, when they, you know, try to do comedy.
Exactly. Like when they introduced that Rob Riggle on the Fox pregame show.
Yeah, a little better.
All right, man. Is that it?
Have a good one, Mike.
Right, how is it? A little Phil commentary. How do you audition for the part of Phil? Like, what do you go in? What do you do?
You just act like you are bad at something, right?
You have to just be. You're supposed to be funny.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like go in and don't sit like you know sports, but you don't know anything about sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy who doesn't know anything about sports says, "No problem."
Is it is Phil effective? You think with the you know, when they take the inventory of the ad?
Yeah, you're talking.
Well, you're talking about them.
Well, I'm talking about it.
Doesn't matter. They don't care.
But it impacted you either way.
Yeah,
so that's the role of advertising.
It impacted me as ad people are idiots.
That's
how it impacted me.
But it's not.
They do this ad as if they're clever.
Yeah. Well, but it's kind of working, Mike. It worked on you.
It worked.
Because you took a reaction away from it and came and you wanted to discuss it.
Because think about how many commercials came and went. Right, but you didn't think anything of a bunch of those commercials. They just came and went. That one stuck. So to them, it's a victory.
It's a victory.
Even though.
I didn't even know it was AT&T, to be honest with you. I just saw some dude named Phil.
Right, but
how'd you
find out that it was AT&T?
It's kind of.
I just Googled it and saw it was AT&T.
They won.
That's a strategy.
You Googled it and found out it was AT&T.
Their character from their commercial impacted you so much.
Yes. You've been used. Another 100,000 people who Googled that same thing.
Tired of being used.
Well.
Bob in Burlington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob.
Hi, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Bob?
Hi, I got a complaint, and I ain't been hearing about it lately, but I still got a complaint.
Bob, you gotta talk into the microphone here, because we can hardly hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Very, very vaguely, but go ahead.
Okay. I'm sick and tired of the everyone calling up about the Sixers and them losing that game.
Uh-huh.
They lost by 2 points. Maybe they should have won, but you know they didn't, and that's that. Now what?
Bob, you got to be fair. You got to turn off whatever you have on in the background. Off,
because
we're hearing it.
All right, I'll have to call you back because I'm blind and I can't.
I'm sorry, Bob. I'll tell you what. We'll put you on hold, and we'll hopefully we'll clear you up there. Let's go to Alex in Center City. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, good. I wanted to call in and talk about the playoffs and specifically Jimmy Butler next year.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought is, I agree with what you said earlier. We win first round, 5 games, probably take a loss. Second round, though, let's say we lose in the second round. Do both Jimmy Butler and Brett Brown come back next year if we lose second round?
No.
What would it take to keep both of them? You think Eastern Conference appearance?
Yes, and that has to be fairly successful.
So you think like a 4-3 loss in the Eastern Conference is the only way we're getting both of them?
Possibly. I hate to say that, but that's what I think it's going to come down to, because I'm trying to put my head in Jimmy Butler's head. And what's the only thing that would keep him here? A chance to win, right? If they lose, and now if they go to 7 games, they know they're on the precipice of winning something. If they don't, and they lose embarrassingly in that 7-game series, then I think it changes the dynamic for a lot of people.
So you think taking a big loss will steer him away from re-signing next year?
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out who this dude is, and I still don't know. I don't know if he's a guy who really would prefer to be the alpha on a bad team or a player on a good team, part of a player on a good team. You know, I don't know. He's perplexing to me.
That's I'm in the same. I wonder if he's just comfortable being a piece in our fourth quarter kind of finisher. Mm-hmm. And that kind of leads me into my second thing is we've been having him bring up the ball in the fourth a lot recently, which is good. I think that should be how it is.
Yeah.
Now, what about second, third quarter? You think we start feeding him a little bit more earlier?
Yeah, I think he needs to be engaged. I've been saying it for a while. I think he needs to be engaged, and I don't know why they're not doing that. Maybe it's him. Maybe he's just conserving. I don't know. But I would like to see him from the jump get off. I think he's like a diva wide receiver that you use early, and you get him going in a game.
No, I agree with that. But all right, good talking to you guys.
All right, Alex, you got it, buddy. Bob, back with us. All right, go ahead, Bob.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. We got you good now, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay, now, what I wanted to say about the Sixers, I'm glad they lost, actually, so they can get the losing out of their system for the playoffs.
Oh, you think they're getting losing out of their system? See, I don't necessarily agree with that. I know that some games they're going to lose. I don't think they should get losing out of their system.
Right. Okay. Now, another question. I got a question about the Eagles, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Do you think, what do you think about them drafting Josh Jacobs from Alabama?
If he is there with the first pick, I would seriously consider it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Bob. You got it, buddy. Yeah, if he's there, and you pass him, I think you're passing somebody really substantial who can impact more than some backup defensive tackle would. John, calling from L.A. What's up, John, in L.A.?
All right. How you doing, Mike?
What's going on, man?
All righty. Well, I'm not going to get all worked up from the Sixers loss against the Hawks the other night.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, just because you win doesn't mean you don't have things that you need to work on.
Sure.
And some of the issues that I had with the Hawks was like Redick running away from shooters defensively. He just looked lost. Mm-hmm. And when you play better opponents, you got to have better execution. Mm-hmm. You know, Embiid with his bad turnovers at the end of the game. And so those are the things that we're going to need to tighten up on. So just because you win the game, that's not the, you know, the end all be all. I mean, of course it is in a one game scenario, but in terms of if you get comfortable being lax late in games and not executing, the other game when we grabbed pick and roll with Butler and Ennis, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, you can't be doing those types of things in crunch situations.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. Again, like we're looking for perfection that we're probably not going to get because certain players have certain flaws.
You take a team like the Warriors, mm-hmm. you know, and they can play bad all night and still execute at the end of games. I'm a firm believer. If you hang around the Hawks all the way and then in the 58 minutes, now let's win. You know what I'm saying? We played like crap for 58 minutes, but you can't turn around and blow that game in the last 2 minutes.
I agree with you. But why do the Warriors win? They win because they got three-point shooters.
Well, and execution.
Well, they execute to get a shot. They swing the ball because they've got four guys around the perimeter who will make threes. That's how they win.
True, but they win also defensively. They lock down. They don't have... Steph Curry probably can't guard
me. I don't know how much they're locking down.
At least he's a willing defender. You know, he goes in there... And if he gets switched out on bigs and things like that, he does attack to try to mm-hmm. steal the ball and things like that. You know, but with us, Brett Brown has to be able to identify things, and it's too late now, but we've definitely got to get a small guard who can defend these quicker guards.
I totally agree with you. But again, that's down the road. Right now, you have to be realistic about what the Sixers are. The Sixers are not as good as the Warriors. They might not even be as good as Toronto or Milwaukee. We're going to find that out. But I fully expect that when they put this team together, that they were capable of beating both of those teams. So that's what I expect. I don't expect them to beat Golden State. They're going to have to add a couple more pieces to beat Golden State. They're scrambling to get the contributions out of guys. Really, their bench are still scrambling. They're scrambling to get something out of Anna, something out of Scott, something out of T.J. McConnell. They can't use Boban anymore. He stinks. So they can't even get him off the bench.
No, he's struggling. Next year, Zaire Smith will be the guard to guard
there
those
guys. There you go, Zaire
That's
Smith
why he's there. And I do have confidence he'll be able to do that at a high level next year. I think he'll be able to guard smaller guards for sure. Next year, this year...
Nick, this year, best you can hope is they win the East. And they might not even be able to win the East. But, like, to knock them for, like, losing against the Atlanta Hawks, I mean, this is what they are. You got to look at what they've done recently, and what they've done recently is play pretty consistent basketball to the point where I think they should be able to beat Toronto and Milwaukee in a seven-game series. And maybe I'm wrong. Philip in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Philip.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Phil?
I'm just flabbergasted, man, as I'm listening to this, man. People, why are people acting like they've been winning championships here for so long, and we can just cut it on and off when we want to? And, like, people, you're not the Warriors. You're not the Patriots. You're not, you know, any team that's been winning continuously, and you know what to do in certain situations. Like, why are people like, this stuff means, it does mean something. Because you practice how you play. Yes, you practice how you play. I mean, all of this means, do people want perfection or they want to be average? They want
so, wait, do you think it's realistic to think the Sixers are going to win every game for the rest of the year?
They can.
No, that's not what I asked you. Do you think that's realistic? Because nobody does it.
I don't care about what other people... Mike.
You don't care what other people do. It's not done.
My point is, it's what you're trying to... what they say, I think they say, shoot your goals, shoot for the moon, but if you fail, at least you'd be amongst the stars.
Huh?
You know?
Yeah.
No, that's because you're dumb, that doesn't mean that I'm dumb.
No, I get it. You're bothered by the fact that they lost to the Hawks.
It's the fact that why are people acting like they're perpetual champions when you're not?
Who's acting like they're perpetual champions?
People are like, this game means nothing. Like, why? Who are you to say that? This game, you got to be.
Nobody's acting like they're perpetual champions. It's the chase to be that's consumed by this fan base.
Well, you don't want to strive for perfection all the time.
I get the sense that you're hiding something from me, and I want you to fess up. All right?
No.
You are definitely not a Sixer fan.
What are you trying to be?
You are not a Sixer fan, and you're trying to wedge your way into a side door here. Am I right?
Well, I'm not a fanboy, that's for sure.
You're not a Sixer fan in general, are you?
I'm a basketball fan.
But who are you a fan of?
I root for my local team. I live here, so I root for this.
So then what exactly is bugging you right now about your local team?
It's because... We haven't, in this city, we haven't been perpetual champions here.
No kidding! That's why people are so obsessed with being a champion.
Do you want to change that? Well, stop acting like you've already, you're a warrior.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. I gotta be honest with you. Who is acting wow? Wait, they're acting like they're overreacting to small losses because they're obsessed that this carrot that's being dangled in front of them of winning something is going to be destroyed because they lost to the Atlanta Hawks. Nobody's acting like they won anything. It's the pursuit of trying to win something that they're obsessed with. See, you wouldn't take over in the 4 o'clock hour. By the time I leave today, I'm going right to the hospital.
Why was it so hard for him to say he was a Sixers fan? I don't think he was. I'm not a fanboy. I root for my local team.
I'm like Jack Walsh in Midnight Run with Charles Grodin give me an ulcer.
I'm sorry. It'll pick up, though, because we got another half hour at 4 o'clock, and then the great, legendary 5 o'clock hour. It's going to be great, Mike. You'll be fine. Be great.
I used to Maylocks or something.
Maylocks?
Anybody got any Maylocks?
Give me some Maylocks.
Somebody got some Maylocks.
Do they still make Maylocks?
Of course they do.
Yeah, they make Maylocks.
They make all kinds of stuff like that.
Coat the stuff.
It's like a billion-dollar industry.
Mylanta.
Acid pills and stuff.
Yeah. Tums.
In fact, I got something in my car. Pepsi AC, I think I got in there.
Go take a swig of it during the break.
Moments of Agita. 610-632-0975. We're back after this, 97.5, The Fanatic, at NBC Sports Philadelphia, where you might on live TV see my head explode. Stay tuned.
At Southern Company, we know the right solutions start with the right questions. How do we deliver reliable energy and overcome unpredictable challenges? How do we get to net zero carbon emissions and ensure communities thrive? How do we deliver affordable energy today and tomorrow? Southern Company, building the future of energy.
Oh, yeah, it's time for the Twitter poll. We get various Twitter polls up today, but I guess we'll eliminate the sexist one, right?
Which one?
We're keeping them all.
No, we'll keep them all. We did a counter.
Okay.
Poll.
The Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie?
Do you like seeing the lower seeds advance in the NCAA tournament? This is poll number one, and it has over 2,100 votes. 85% say yes, it's fun. 15% say no, it's fraudulent. Poll number two, dude poll. Over 1,200 votes on this one. Kristen Ledlow, Candace Parker, Allie LaForce. 25% say Kristen. 31% go Candace. 44% say Allie. And then the counter dude poll is... has over 600 votes, and the options are Jay Wright, Wally Zerbiak, and Grant Hill. 79% for Jay Wright, 11% for Wally Zerbiak, and 10% for Grant Hill.
There's probably a lot of people who don't know who Wally Zerbiak is.
No, probably not.
But if you watched, he was on.
Yeah.
He's been on TV.
He's a good player in the NBA, too.
One-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, they showed him back when he was in school where he went. They took him to WCW Nitro. Back then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had him with Goldberg and Hogan and all them back when he was in college.
His team had a run in the NCAA tournament, didn't they?
Yeah, that's why.
Miami of Ohio, they played?
Yeah, back? And that's why they did it. And they showed, because they happened to be wherever that regional was, and they took him to Nitro, and he was shaking hands with the wrestlers. They showed like a flashback yesterday.
I got you. Did you see, these 85% of people are lying. Because you don't want, tell me you would want UCF playing Gonzaga in the Final Four. Seriously, would you want that? Or do you want Duke playing Gonzaga in the Final Four?
I mean, come on.
It's a lie. It's a first-round bracket thing that you're carrying on now.
Some of the commentary on the poll is saying that's the whole point of the tournament.
It's not the point of the tournament. The point of the tournament is that the best teams win. One game is a fluke. Right? So you don't want those teams in a Final Four.
I don't. But other people do now. But we should all kind of, now even though I didn't pick it, we kind of all want Duke Carolina in the final game. Deep down. Isn't that the game?
Gonzaga and North Carolina would interest me.
Now that's my final
Michigan
game.
Michigan State would interest me. I just don't want UCF or, you know, it's nice that they win that game or two. Like Liberty. I thought it was great Liberty won. In fact, they would be Virginia Tech. I would have been even happier. But then they were going to, I didn't want them to beat Duke. They would have had to play Duke. I don't want Liberty upsetting Duke and Liberty moving on and getting to a possible Final Four.
Nah, because
they're outclassed.
Yeah, and then the coaches go to these extreme measures to gummy up the game at that point. They start doing weird stuff just to limit. It becomes not basketball. Right. It becomes this weird thing. They're trying to do everything they can to make the game full so they can stay in it. We're fouling and all this weird stuff. Watch out, though, if there's
one upset team to go to the final, but it's a fourth seed. Florida State can go to the Final Four.
No, they're really good. And they're long. They're really good.
So they could beat Gonzaga.
They could, yes. I don't think they will, but they could.
That's the team that's the highest seeded that can get to the Final Four right now, it looks like.
Auburn's surprising me. You know I hate them. They're surprising me.
They got to beat North Carolina. They're not going to beat North Carolina or Kentucky.
I don't think so, but... they've been surprising me so far with that fraud coach, snitch coach.
They're finished.
Good.
It ends for Auburn.
Good. Carolina's my champion.
And the better teams win.
They're my champion. All right,
so that's 85%. Yeah. I know your little poll in the first day, your upsets. But come on, you don't really want Duke not to play in a Final Four, replaced by some high seed? You want to see Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish and those guys?
Of course.
All right, let's go Johnny in Kensington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Johnny.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, John?
Yeah, just calling in. It's been a while, you know. I'm just telling you about this Sixers run. I think they can win all the games. I heard somebody earlier said they can't win all the games. I think they can if you look at their schedule. You know, they're playing against a lot of weak conference teams. I think they need to make a run at this two seed. And honestly, they got the most. There's no excuses. They should win the Eastern Conference.
Let me ask you a question. Excuse. What advantage is the 2C as opposed to the 3?
Playing the 2C?
Huh? Why would you yearn to get the 2C? What's the difference?
For one, you're playing the Brooklyn Nets in the first round.
You're going to play them as the third seed. You're going to play. It doesn't really matter.
You're going to play Detroit. And Mikey, for two.
you're also going to have home court advantage versus Toronto. Mike, you need to stop hating, dude. You just got to stop with the hating.
You and your little buddies playing video games at home. With make sure you do it before mom comes home so she'll yell at you. You little rats. I like to line you up and smack you right in the head. Seriously. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, Mike, man. Why do I got to follow Schmo like that?
What's up, Drew?
What a punk. Hey, man. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a quick thanks out to hooking me up with those tickets again last week.
Oh, congratulations, Drew.
Yeah, man. I'm totally psyched for the game Thursday. It's going to be a great time.
Cool.
So here's my take on the Sixers, man. I actually am not really that blown away by this loss and think that it may be somewhat of a good thing that happened to them because, you know, think about it. They were on this win streak, and, you know, what if they would have kept winning? Their egos might have kept getting inflated. You know, this loss may have just kind of grounded them a little bit and said, okay, let's take a step back here and realize we're not as good and that every time we step on the court, these teams are going to be giving us their best. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Like, see, this is why teams don't like, all right, let's look and see if they can run the table, okay? At Memphis, oh, wait a minute, I'm looking at the wrong schedule. I'm looking at Golden State schedule. I had a Golden State schedule up because I wanted to see how many games they lost. They lost to San Antonio. They lost to Dallas. Golden State.
Right, exactly.
Over the last couple of games. So the teams lose is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, no, and I totally agree with you, right, Mike, and that's the whole thing. In this case, I think it was a good timing for the Sixers to lose this game. You know, a loss is never a great thing to have, but if it was going to be any time, I think it was good to have it now. And now we go into Orlando and we right the ship and we come out, blow them away and come back home Thursday and have a great game.
I am not worried at all about the Atlanta loss. It was distasteful. It's not the end of the world.
I'm not either, Mike.
All right, brother.
All right, brother.
You got it. Can they run the table, Tyrone? Should they run the table? There's a loss in there somewhere.
No, they're right? Not. They're not going to run the table.
Okay, let's figure out who they can lose to.
That back to back.
Orlando. If they lose tonight,
the line says they're going to lose tonight.
I'm a little uncomfortable if they lose tonight. To be honest with you, and the line says they're going to lose to Orlando.
Yes,
this is revenge for Orlando.
Yes,
and it's a home game for Orlando, but I still can't see it. Coming off a loss to Atlanta, I can't see the Sixers losing tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the game. Then you got the knockout game.
If they lose, I might be worried.
Then you got the knockout game Thursday.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
At Minnesota, at Dallas, at Atlanta.
Win, win, win. And Atlanta is a stone lock now.
Milwaukee home.
You could lose. That's a second of a back-to-back.
And it's revenge.
Yes.
At Chicago.
They're going to win that game.
Of course they're going to win that game because that's revenge beyond revenge.
Uh-huh.
At Miami.
That depends on who they play because we're getting down to the end now.
They got a couple days rest before they play Miami.
I'm just wondering if they're going to play
Chicago,
everybody.
Yeah, okay. And then Chicago last game of the year.
That's what I mean. That'll depend on.
There's one loss in there, maybe two.
Yeah, they'll go 7-2 the last nine. And that'll put them at 54 wins.
Okay.
Which is not bad considering you had three different teams.
Lineups.
Yeah, during the season. You had the Rocco. That's like it seems like a million years ago, Rocco and Dario were on.
How's Rocco making out, by the way?
He's out for the season.
Oh, he is?
Bone bruise.
Really? How about Dario? How's he doing?
Off the bench. He's still.
Still Dario?
Yeah, he's scrappy and everything. I still don't think he ever got in really good shape. From Sixers on, I don't ever think he got good enough shape.
You got Jenny Sackass.
Yes.
He did.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right. 7, and that we had that little that childish call a little bit, but he actually did bring up a point. Can the Sixers win enough games to wrestle a number 2 seed away from Toronto so they can get home court advantage in the second round against them?
Maybe.
Can they do that? Is that possible?
Well, losing to Atlanta hurts, but then they followed up with a loss because they lost to that Charlotte team that the Sixers, quote-unquote, barely beat. So the question is, how many back-to-backs do they have? Because Kawhi doesn't play back-to-backs at all. He hasn't all season, and he'll continue not to. So any back-to-backs, they're vulnerable because he won't be playing for the load management reasons. They don't play him any back-to-backs. So if you see any back-to-backs on Toronto's remaining schedule, they're vulnerable right there for losses.
All right, so it is possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay. Let's go to Dan in Abington. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Dan?
Two things. First, mm-hmm. I like the FanDuel commercial with Natalie when she's got to, like, think on her feet because she got bad script. Like, I want to root for the local team, like, Villa, and Tampa. I feel like she's got to really be quick on her feet with that. I love it.
Yeah, we all have to be quick on our feet with that.
Yeah, so as far as I'm not worried about that game that they just lost, but what I do think it is indicative of a larger problem, which is, I guess defensively, I was always under the impression that defense really comes down to, as long as you're not athletically outmatched, which I don't think the Sixers are by any stretch, down to effort and scheme. And if your scheme's not working, you're giving up huge amounts of points to these guards and, you know, 130 points to the Hawks, and your guys are outright coming out and saying they're playing lazy and they're not motivated, what precisely is that coach doing in that case? So, yeah, I'm one of those, get rid of Brett Brown at the end of the year, guys.
Well, like, what do you think? Do you think an NBA coach has a lot of impact on how a team, like, you give them a rah-rah speech to go out and
kill?
This is the NBA, and they play 82 games, right? So, basically, a coach relies on talent taking over. He can only say so much. He's not like a college coach who has to, let's go for good old State. You know?
Well, then as far as the scheming goes, I don't know what they're doing because they're long, athletic, and talented. I don't see a reason why this team should be as poor defensively as they are. And that doesn't worry me against the Hawks. It worries me against the Raptors and the Bucks.
They won 6 of 7 games.
No, I get it. And I'm not overly concerned. But they also, would they win 16 in a row at the end of the year last year? I mean,
yeah, but they played crappy teams last year. And,
and they beat them. Is Atlanta not a crappy team?
Well, they won 20-3. So the Sixers right now have won 6 of their last 7. That's a pretty good percentage, isn't it?
Yes, I agree. It's just,
all right, they won 9 of their last 13. That's pretty good.
Yes, I agree.
Okay,
that's why I'm not panicking. It's just a concern.
All right.
It's just like an overall, gives me the heebie-jeebies is all.
All right, so you want to, Brett Brown didn't give them a good, stirring enough speech for them to beat Atlanta.
No, I want them to stir harder.
All right. I got you. All right, let's go out there and let's fight. Like that old Newt Rockne movie. Go out there and fight.
So, this is what's funny. Hey, fans, deep down, be honest with yourself. When you sat down to watch the Sixers-Atlanta game, were you as hype as you were when you sat down to watch the Celtics game?
First of all,
you weren't.
Pro players making a lot of money, right? They're like in their 20s, and they've heard it all.
Yeah.
Right? So they're going to be some Brett Brown goes, oh, they know this team is dangerous. We got to go out there. We got to fight. And they're going, yeah, dude, come on. You know, like, you can't con grown men.
No.
Grown men, once you get on the floor, grown men have to be grown men. All right, they're 3.5 games behind Toronto.
Is it that many?
Yes.
Oh. No.
Toronto has Chicago, the Knicks, Chicago, Orlando, Brooklyn, Charlotte, Miami, Minnesota. There's no way.
No, because worst case.
Can't possibly make up that.
There's like 2 losses in there, 3 at the most.
And it's the same
people.
With the Sixers. Right. I don't even see 2 losses in there. They got a lot of road games, but they play a lot of crap.
They've lost to bad teams, too, because they've lost to bad teams.
All right. But 3.5 games.
No, you can't make that up.
All right. 610-622-0975. Jeff in Coatesville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Mikey Miss, what's going on?
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, got to give you a shout out. Those Boilermakers keeping me alive.
Uh-huh. Did I tell you?
So, you did. Now, let me ask you real quick.
They got Tennessee coming up on Thursday. Love. Lined open up as Tennessee is a 1-point favorite. What do you think?
Love Tennessee.
You like Tennessee in that game? Yep. All right. Well, we had a good run.
I got Tennessee going to the Final Four.
All right,
but as you can see in my pool, I got over Nova, Tyrone, as you're a witness. You had Nova advancing.
Yeah, I picked Nova. That'll be the last.
You know what I noticed about that. Villanova? They don't have a pro player.
No, they don't. No, they do not.
They have 2 Euros.
Well, like I said, appreciate the Purdue love, but anyway, real quick on the Sixers.
Yes,
to answer Tyrone's question,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. I did not sit there, did not feel, you know, it just felt like another game. And they lost on a buzzer beater floater, you know, things like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them losing again tonight. That's besides the point. Plus, I think fans need to just pump the brakes. You're not seeing the playoff roster that will be out there for the majority of the game. You're still seeing, what, a 10 at the most, 9 still rotation?
Mm-hmm.
People need to just relax.
Yeah.
Take the 3. See, I'm not worried about Brooklyn. People say they play us tough during the season. That's the season. These guys are coming together.
I don't know how anybody can be afraid of the first round with the Sixers, thinking that that team can beat them 4 times. Come on. On the Villanova note, Phil Booth is going to make a lot of Deutschmarks.
Think he makes his way to NBA eventually?
He's a Germany player.
Like what you call him?
No.
Diakono.
Can't shoot it. The other kid has an NBA body and can't shoot it. If you notice the way he takes his jump shot, his legs are like all over the place when he shoots it.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have any stability in his jump shot. Now, that's a shame because that kid is strong enough to be an NBA 2-guard if he could actually shoot it.
Yeah.
And defend and be strong, go to the basket. But he's going to be a G-leaguer.
Probably.
He didn't develop enough. He didn't develop like I thought he would this year.
That's fair.
All right. We go into the 5 o'clock hour. That's the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.